Matthew was quite, it was quite, even though it was not as devastating as Floyd, I think because of the intent to make sure that we are resilient and to make sure that we do things that will prevent the major damage, that's what has made the work so much harder. And that's what make us continue to go when every time the governor says no, not the governor, but the government says no, we go back again to try to get what we need to remain resilient and to make sure that in our resiliency, we are comfortable. Resilience doesn't have to always be a fight. Resilience is a stick-to-ity. I'm gonna hang in there and I'm gonna be happy and I'm gonna be comfortable and I'm gonna make it good for somebody else. Resilience is not so much about yourself, really. Resilience is making it good for somebody else. There's some facets of the rebuilding of Princeville, the facets of the growth of Princeville that we fight so hard for. I may not see that in my lifetime, but I want the younger generation to be able to sit and tell the story to somebody one day, because they didn't give up on us. They didn't give up on Princeville. So today, Princeville is flourishing like this because somebody stood through the test of time and they stayed fast in resilience so that we can enjoy it. Just like with our ancestors, we're enjoying Princeville more so than they did because they weren't trying to build Princeville for themselves. They were building it for us so that we could be comfortable.